Hey everybody, my name is Kristen and I want to welcome you to our Join the Team webinar. Congratulations on taking the first step to learn about our incredible opportunity. We have a great host for you tonight. He has been in the financial services business for 20 years and lives with his wife Teresa in Killeen, Texas. Here is the great Norman Mitchell. Take it away, Norm.
Hey, thank you, Kristen. Super excited to be here this evening and share with you guys. We have a long way to go tonight, so we're going to jump right into it. Want to say welcome to everybody. And hey, let's talk about this new career model, guys. Look, the world is different than what it was 8 or 9 months ago. We all know that. So things have changed. Things have adapted. And, you know, look, we're all working from remotely from home right now. I'm sitting at home right now. Kristen's at home right now. You're probably at home right now. The world has changed. But the real question is, are you changing? IBM recently did a survey of over 25,000 people, and the survey was about gauging their perspective on work and transportation, leisure, and how things have changed since the outbreak of the coronavirus. And look, folks, over half, 54% of those folks said they want to keep on working from home and working remotely, even when the world returns back to normal. Not only that, but the best part is that working from home makes people happier, and it saves them money. It saves their bosses and their companies money. And look at this part, 75% said they want to continue to work from home, even if the world goes back to what we used to know as normal. And 40% of those people said they feel strongly that their employer should give them the chance to do that. So everybody wants to kind of keep doing what we're doing right now. Well, the ultimate goal, no matter what you're doing, is to become a 2%er. A 2%er is somebody who earns over $100,000 a year on one income, not a house, you know, not a husband and wife kind of an income, but just by themselves. And folks, when you're making a six-figure income, that gives you a lot of choices and a lot of options. You get to travel to the places that you want to travel to, put your kids through the college that you want them to go to, enjoy time with your friends and family, have the house you want, drive the car you want, do your hobbies. You know, if you want to scuba dive or play golf every day, you can do that. And probably more importantly to a lot of people like myself, it's just really given to charities and support and worthy causes that are near and dear to your heart. If you make a six-figure income, you can do all that a little better. So how do you do that? Well, it's all about choices. Now, you see, most of us, we were taught growing up that we were supposed to go to school, work hard, get good grades, and get a good job, J-O-B. Some people like to say that J-O-B stands for just over broke. Well, what you see on the screen are the four different ways that a person can legally earn a living here in the United States. The first way, of course, is that way that we're all taught, to be an employee. Now, every one of these boxes has good and bad things about it. So let's talk about the employee for just a moment. If you're an employee and you have a job, a J-O-B, ask yourself this question: who controls your time? And the answer is, of course, that they do. So the job controls what time you wake up, what time you got to leave your house, what time you got to be at work, what time you can take a potty break, what time you got to go to lunch, what time you got to be back, when you can take another potty break in the afternoon, and then ultimately what time you get to go home and see your family, the important people in your life. What else do they control? Well, I think the job also controls your income, right? So think about this, folks. If your job controls your income, then they also control a few other things. Like they control what kind of car you drive, right? We drive what kind of car we can afford. They control what kind of house you have, little house or big house. Do you rent? Do you own? What kind of neighborhood do you live in? See, all of that is controlled by income. What kind of school is your kids going to go to? Are they going to have the privilege and the benefit of going to a private school? Or are they going to go hang out with the other kids at public school because mom and dad can't afford the private school? What kind of vacations are you going to take? Are you going to go to the Bahamas and Hawaii? Or are you going to go, you know, I used to be in the military for 16 years before I came to this company. And my version of a vacation was going home and seeing my parents for a couple of weeks and my wife's parents for a couple of weeks, and we'd sponge off of them for a month and call that a vacation. Well, folks, that's not a vacation, right? And here's the thing. You understand that some jobs, guys, they even have the audacity to tell you when you can take a vacation. So here's a question for you. If somebody else is controlling virtually everything in your life, is that freedom or bondage? I would say it's bondage. That's why a lot of folks refer to J-O-B as a journey of bondage. Now, there are folks in our world today, guys, that just get fed up with being sick and tired. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And they say, you know, there's got to be a better way. Maybe you've asked yourself, or maybe you said a prayer like, Lord, there's got to be a better way. And so they say, you know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to do something different. I'm going to get a skill. I'm going to get a license. I'm going to become self-employed. And a self-employed person, like you see on the screen, is a doctor, dentist, lawyer, real estate. I mean, they're licensed professionals. And see, think about a doctor. Who controls their time? Well, they do. You see, if a doctor wants to go play golf on a Friday morning, he just tells his office manager, hey, don't book me any appointments for Friday morning. And they're on the golf course. Now, obviously, they're not making any money on the golf course, because one thing about having a job like being self-employed, like a doctor or a dentist, you still got to work to make money. See, the doctor still has to see people. The dentist still has to drill and fill to get paid. But here's the thing about having that license, folks, is when they work, they make so much more money than an employee. I always tell guys I know in the business, licensed professionals get paid like licensed professionals. Unfortunately, employees get paid like employees, and that's just not very much. But, you know, there's a lot of folks in the self-employed box that say, there's got to be a better way. I need to make money without working so hard and for so long. And those people have an even higher level of ambition, and they decide to go open a business. You see, the doctor, if they hire a few other doctors, then they now own a practice. If the lawyer goes out and hires a few other lawyers, now they have a firm. If a financial advisor goes out and hires some other advisors, okay, now they have an agency. And that's a business, folks, where you have other people working for you and with you, and there's no limit to your income. So it's like a franchise, you see. If you're a business owner, think about the owner of a McDonald's or a 7-Eleven. I mean, does the owner of a McDonald's have to go into work every day and dunk fries and flip burgers to get a check? Well, no, of course not. They just hire senior citizens who didn't plan for retirement and teenagers to run it for them. Does the owner of a 7-Eleven have to go in there and make Slurpees every day to get a paycheck? Well, of course not. So that's a much, much better life. And of course, the ultimate goal for anybody today is to become an investor. An investor, they're done. It's over. That person's got the ultimate employee working for them, and that's called money. You see, money never calls in sick. Money never comes in late. It works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's always happy to be working for you. And see, the investor, they can do what they want, when they want, wake up when they're through sleeping, hang out with who they want. That is the dream life, folks. So here's a question for you. If I could wave some magic pixie dust over you tonight while you're sleeping, and tomorrow morning, when your feet hit the floor, you had a choice to make. You could be on the left side or you could be on the right side, and you got to actually pick. Which one would you pick? I've never met anybody in over 20 years that would pick the left-hand side. Everybody always picks the right-hand side. I mean, it's the right answer. So why isn't everybody in America already on the right-hand side? Again, it's just because we weren't taught that growing up. Like I said earlier, we were taught to go to school, work hard, get good grades, and get a job. Be loyal to that company until they lay you off, and then go find another company to be loyal to, work hard for, pour your life into them until they lay you off. And folks, we understand, we've heard this before, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. So what we do is we help people go from the employee box to the self-employed box, to the business owner box, to the investor box, and we do it really, really quick. And how do we do that? Because of our model. Here's a question. What if you could find a legitimate professional business that 80%, 4 out of 5 people in North America were in your market. They wanted and needed what you had for them. You can work from home today, totally online. No overhead, no rent, no bills, no products to buy to put together and ship them like eBay and stuff. And what if you could work when you want, as often as you want? You could work 5 days a week or 3 days a week, folks. It's completely your choice. That would be a great business. Well, there's more than that, but wait, there's more. What if that business was scalable and you could take it not just from the town or the city that you're in, but region, statewide? You could have offices. I mean, would you want one 7-Eleven or 10 7-Elevens? What if that business utilized all the latest technology, from Zoom conference calls and webinars to apps on your phone? And of course, it would have to have a licensure in it, right? And here's the thing, folks. As I talked about a doctor and a dentist and a lawyer and a financial professional, all those folks make hundreds and hundreds of dollars an hour. And here's what I know. Whenever you can make $300, $400, $500 an hour, there's going to be a couple of things involved with that, all right? Number one, it's you're going to be doing something very, very professional. Number two, there's going to be some licensing involved in it. Like I said earlier, licensed professionals get paid like licensed professionals. And number three, it's going to be a very highly regulated industry. And we have all of that. And thank God our home office has almost 2,000 people. We have a multi-billion dollar support system that provides everything that we need to have amazing success in our business. So our business, what is it? We educate North America on finance. Folks, like I said, I've been doing this 20 years. I was in the military for 16 years before that. Nobody ever taught me about money until I got here. People don't learn about money in high school. They learn economics and business and accounting, but they never really learn about money. So we take a very fundamental, very simple to understand educational approach to that. Kind of like building a house. Obviously, the most important thing when you build a house is the foundation. If you have a weak foundation, there's no sense in building the walls, because that house is not going to stand. When it comes to financial planning, the most important thing is your insurance, your life insurance. In today's world, almost every family is a two-income family. God forbid one of those folks in that family pass away, that means their income passes away. And if they don't have life insurance to replace that income, there is devastation left behind. So that's the first thing. Then you got to have an emergency fund. In case the car breaks down, the water heater starts leaking, the refrigerator starts smoking, you got to have that emergency fund. And then after that, you want to get out of debt. We teach people how to get out of debt so fast it makes their head spin. And then when they're out of debt, that frees up more money that they can put away for retirement, for their kids' college fund, and any other goals and dreams that they might have, folks. So kind of like what we do is we stand at the front door with a big old catcher's mitt, and we take all that money that's going out the door, and we show them how to put it back in the house and put it to better use. You see the question on the screen. Answer it to yourself. With 10 being the highest, how confident are you tonight as you sit here that you're going to become absolutely totally debt-free and totally stone-cold wealthy, financially independent? If you're not a solid 10 on that, then you're in the right place at the right time tonight. Okay? So step one in becoming financially independent is you have to know the most important number in your financial life. We call it a FIN number, F-I-N, financial independence number. That is the exact amount of money that you need the day that you stop working, that you have enough money to live off of for the rest of your life, and the money doesn't run out. You see, a lot of people think that retirement is an age. Like, I'm going to retire at 62 or 65 or 67. Folks, that's antiquated thinking. Retirement hasn't been an age for a long time. Retirement is a dollar amount. When you have enough money set aside that you can live off of that money for the rest of your life, that's when you get to retire. It doesn't matter what age that is. But we're going to give you a sample here. Financial independence goal. They want to retire at age 60. This couple is now 30. In today's dollars, they're making $100,000 a year as a couple, both of them. So maybe they're making $50,000 apiece. Average inflation is at 3%. So over the next 30 years, from age 30 to 60, obviously that $100,000 is not going to be $100,000 30 years from now. They're going to need an annual income of $243,000 at the age of 60 to live like $100,000 a year does now. And that's going to need to last them for 30 years, because at 60, life expectancy will be 90. So that's a 30-year, basically, a vacation. So their FIN number, their financial independence number, is $2,624,000. Once they have that amount of money set aside, then they get to retire. Well, how the heck do you get that much money over 30 years? Here's the answer. At a 9% rate of return, they're going to have to invest $1,421 starting right now every single month. Well, there's two things that ought to draw your attention to right there. Number one, 9% rate of return. Obviously, they're not going to be able to do that in a bank, because we all know that banks aren't even paying 0.9% in today's world. Okay. But we've got a 43-year track record of doing much better than that. The other thing is the $1,421 a month. You see, most people just can't go to their boss tomorrow morning and say, hey, my financial consultant said I need an extra $1,400 a month to make my goals and dreams come true. Boss, I need a pay raise. They're going to call the guys in the white coats. And see, that's the part where we can really come into play and make people a difference in their life, because we can even help with that part of the program. Okay, so that's step one. Step two, you gotta have a map to get there. You gotta have a GPS. See, what you see here on the screen is a problem. There's no clear direction. I call this the pinwheel of pain, the pinwheel of pain. See, that's you in the middle, that little red dot. And if you're like most people, you have all these different things in your life that are pulling on your financial coat strings in all kinds of different directions. And the real problem is none of these people are talking to each other. The mortgage person is not talking to the insurance person, who's not talking to your loan. None of these guys are sitting down together and trying to figure out how to help you have a better financial future. So what we do is we provide the solution. We have a cutting edge digital tool, much like a GPS, but it's for your money. And it provides a clear path, and we even do it in writing so that a person can follow that from the day where they get it, the day they get it, over the next 5, 10, 15, 20, however many years, so that they end up at the end of the rainbow being, like I said, stone cold wealthy. That's step two. What's the next step? Well, the next step is to realize that people, everybody faces the same issues with money. What you see on the screen now is what we call the theory of decreasing responsibility. See, on the left-hand side, people are young. They got kids, debts, mortgages, bills. They have a lot of responsibility. But because they're young, they typically don't have a lot of money. And a loss of an income would be devastating. So when folks are younger, they need a lot of life insurance. This is kind of a life insurance analogy. But over the years, now they're in their 60s, the kids are grown, the house is paid off, they don't have any debt any longer. Well, now the debt's gone. They don't have so much responsibility, so their need for life insurance is basically none, but their need for money is massive. So what we do is we teach people over their life how to get into a lot of money and how to get out of life insurance. Folks, let me ask you a question. How many companies do you know that provide life insurance for people and actually teach them how to get rid of it? See, most companies want you to have life insurance for your whole life. It's kind of why they call it whole life. But one thing I know of, when I go to the grocery store, they always want money. You can't take a life insurance policy and go to the grocery store and fill up your basket. So we teach people how to get a lot of money. Hope that makes sense to you as it did to me. So here's a question. If you died tomorrow, would you want your family that was left behind to be better off, worse off, or at least stay the same? Everybody I've ever met said, I want my family to be better off. But yet we all kind of make some mistakes. I made a couple of these same mistakes before I learned what I know now. Five biggest mistakes. Number one, not enough. Right now, folks, there is a $500,000 life insurance gap in the average American family. What does that mean? That means if the average family, if one of the breadwinners died, they have $500,000, not enough life insurance. That's a big deal. Number two, they have the wrong kind. They have cash value life insurance, where you pay for two things, but you only get one. You can learn more about that by just Googling it. It's a horrible program. They have term life insurance from a company that sells cash value, which means when that term is over, the 10, 15, 20, 30 years, nine times out of 10, it's ridiculously unaffordable to keep it, or it can only be converted to a whole life policy, which again is going to be very, very expensive. The fourth one, they just don't have any. They've procrastinated. They put it off. It's like, okay, we'll get around to that. And then they never do. And one of the biggest things I see is number five, group life insurance, where the only life insurance they have at all is through their job. And there are so many restrictions on that, that it may not pay off at all. So folks, we help people avoid those mistakes. Now, life insurance is not a complicated issue. It's really simple. There's really only two kinds, cash value and term. Now, cash value does come in a couple of flavors like strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, whole life, universal, and variable life, but it's all the same thing. It's just term insurance with a savings account attached to it. And whenever they attach that savings account to it, they jack up the price and they do some really not so cool things in the fine print. Okay, here's an example on the screen. You got John and Mary, 35 years old, $450 a month for $200,000 of life insurance apiece. Now, the cash value, the savings portion of that, by the time they retire at 65, if they have enough money, there'd be almost $54,000 in that policy. That seems like a lot. But what we can do for that same $450 is we could put $800,000 on John, $400,000 on Mary, and we would do that for $189 instead of $450, which means they've got $261 freed up on a monthly basis. So if we took that $261 and put that in a high-quality, professionally managed tax-free investment, which we could do, at age 65, instead of having $153,000, they would have right at $700,000. Now ask yourself this, what would you rather have at 65? $153,000 or $700,000? Kind of a no-brainer, isn't it? So buy term and invest the difference has been proven over and over again, and every expert in the world recommends that program, which is the only one that we've ever done for 43 years. Now, part two of that, bypass the banks. See, we teach people how to become an owner, not a loaner. See, the average person, if they're saving any money, they typically do it in a bank or a credit union. Banks and credit unions don't pay anything today, less than 0.5%. Okay, so I'm going to teach you something in a minute that'll show you how bad it is. And you know, here's the thing. Banks aren't just taking our money and putting it in another bank in a savings account. They're investing it. Okay, and so we teach a fundamental strategy called the Rule of 72. It's very simple. It's a finance principle. You take the interest rate you're earning on your money, doesn't matter where your money's at, could be in a bank, credit union, investment, it doesn't matter. The interest rate you're earning divided into the number 72 will tell you how long it'll take for that money to double. So for example, if you bought a really big CD or something like that at the bank, you might get 2%. Two goes into 72 36 times. So if you had a one-time investment on the screen, you see $20,000. in 36 years, that 20,000 would double to 40,000. Not very exciting. But if you found an investment that paid 6%, 6 goes into 72 12 times. So now your money is going to double every 12 years. So you'd have 160,000 over the same period of time. But again, we've got about a 43-year average of doing about 12%. So that same one-time investment of 20,000, because 12 goes into 72 6 times, that would grow to 1.2, almost $1.3 million. So you see, folks, we absolutely firmly believe that every single human being in America should be, can be, and ought to be a millionaire. They just don't know how, and they don't have anybody that's helping. I mean, you see the question, how much do most people know about getting a better rate of return in their 401ks and their IRAs? I mean, think about it. You've probably been a victim of this, where if you have a job, the HR person just tossed you some forms and said, here, pick out your 401k and turn it back in. They weren't able to give you any advice because they don't have an investment license. And other companies, you know, a lot of other companies, to get any advice, you know how much money you have to have with them? $250,000. If you don't have $250,000, most companies won't even return your call, and you might get some 800 advice, 1-800, call, you know, help me. But folks, we sit down with people, whether they've got $50 or 50 million, and we help them and teach them one-on-one, okay? So what is a mutual fund? It's just a whole bunch of people putting their money together and making it work, and they hire a professional money manager to teach them how to do it. Okay. It's very simple. They've been around since the 1920s. Okay. So we help people build and protect wealth, again, regardless of their net worth. Whether they've got $50 or 50 million, every family in North America can be a millionaire if they know how and they have somebody helping them. Who do we have helping us? A whole bunch of companies, folks. See, that's the beautiful thing about our company, is because we're independent, we get to cherry pick from the best, from the cream of the crop. Over 30 different insurance companies we represent, a dozen or so of the top investment firms. Okay. We've got mortgages with Quicken Loans. We've got Answer Financial. We've got Identity Theft Protection, Legal Service. We are a one-stop shop. There's been a lot of magazine articles lately that refer to us as the Amazon of the financial world, because you know how Amazon sells everything, but they create nothing. Well, we're kind of the same way. We get to market all the very best financial companies, and because, again, we're independent, we get to cherry pick, and we use all these different companies to provide the solutions to our families. So in summary, here's what we do for the clients. We can deliver and present everything online directly to their home. They don't have to come to the office. We do everything in one place. We have all the financial products. And here's the best part. We don't just sit down and get them a plan, folks. We provide ongoing financial education. We have online classes that our clients can plug into and learn what we know, and we provide that to them at no cost whatsoever. I just think that's super cool. So the bottom line, there's a need for what we do, okay? How do you make money? By providing financial concepts to folks that are helpful for everybody. See, folks, do you see why people love us? I mean, how appreciative is a family that you sit down with them and you get them debt-free, you help them put their kids through college with cash instead of student loans, and then you make sure that they retire wealthy. Man, can you see the opportunity that that would create for you as a career? And we're going to talk about that. See, as an agent, as an advisor with us, we have a marketing and training system to help you have an unlimited income. And it all starts on the first Saturday of the month. We have an online kickoff. It goes a couple of hours that'll teach you some fundamentals. every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time. We have another webinar that you can plug into and learn more about the business. Monday or Thursday, our clients can plug into the training that's free to them. Monday and Thursdays, we have the meeting like you're sitting in right now. So if you want to grow your agency, you can have people plug into this. And then every Tuesday morning, for those of us who didn't have a business background before coming into here, we have marketing training, social media training, client relationship training. So we provide you with everything that you need to have massive success. And it's all right here at your fingertips, on your laptop, on your smartphone, or on your computer. How do I get my clients? How do I make appointments? Well, here's the best part. It's all technology driven. You will have personal links that you can share on social media, text people, instant message people, links that you can use to invite prospects to this meeting, links that you can invite people to plug into the free education series. See, when people get things for free, they become very appreciative of that. And then we have the Join the Team presentation, folks. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And you can run this system from anywhere, and you get to make money. How about follow-up on Zoom? How about applications that are online? No paper applications. See, folks, everything is technology-driven. Our licensing is online. You don't have to go sit in a boring classroom. You can get online and study with videos and exam simulators for your insurance and your investment license. And we take care of all of that for you, give you all that training. And again, like I said earlier, the weekly two-hour product training, it's all online. It's on Zoom. The weekly one-hour marketing training is on Zoom. And if you miss it, you can go back and watch it later. So how much money can I really make doing all this, Norm? Well, it's pretty simple. On average, you make about $500 every time you sit down with a client, okay? So here's an example. You have a client that you do just their insurance, because that's your first basic license. Their insurance is about $99, just call it $100 a month. And by the time you go to school and get your license, you're probably going to be at what we call a district leader. On the screen, that's the third one down, the DIS. That's going to pay you about $553. Well, how long does that take? About an hour, maybe 2 hours. So you see, folks, you're making $250 to $500 an hour. Again, as I said earlier, licensed professionals get paid like licensed professionals. They make hundreds of dollars an hour. So if you were part-time and you made on the low side, about $275 for helping the family. And on the high side, if you became a RVP, regional vice president, that just means you had your own agency. For that same 1 or 2 hours of work, you made $1,200. And it's all done from the comfort of your recliner at the house online through Zoom. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Here's the question, would that interest you? It did me. So here's how this works. Adding some more stuff in there. Because here's the thing. People don't just get insurance with us. I mean, you don't go to McDonald's and just get a Big Mac. You get a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. So here's an example. You're a part-time person. You do an insurance policy for somebody. You make $275 to $1,200. They do an investment. They're putting away $500 in their Roth IRA. You know, again, depending on what level you're at, pays you $7 to $15 a month, and every month, forever. So think about that, $15 a month for doing nothing, okay? I don't know about you, but I like the idea of getting paid for not working. So when you put it all together, you have one client a week. Folks, not one in the morning, not one in the afternoon, not even one a day, but one a week. One client a week that did that, you're looking at $29,000 a year part-time. That's right at $2,500 a month, folks, part-time. That's crazy awesome for a couple hours a week. How big is the market? Like I said, we have a dozen of the best mutual fund investment firms out there. $68 trillion. All you need is a little piece of that, folks. The best thing about being in the investment business, the financial business, is you get recurring and repeat passive income. I like to say you get massive passive income. What does that mean? You get paid every month for not working. And every month you get a pay raise and you can't stop it. There's no limit to the size of the investment. As I mentioned earlier, you can help somebody who's got $50. You can help somebody who's got $50 million and everything in between. And again, it's all done from the comfort of your home, all online. So can you make some good money here? You betcha. Here's an example of $300,000. You're a part-time regional leader. You've probably been in our company 8 or 9, 10 months. Now, this $300,000 rollover doesn't just have to be a rollover. This is just based on $300,000. But that's the average rollover for people who are retiring, have a 401k, that kind of stuff. If you did one of those in a month, part-time as a regional leader, that's an annual income of $53,550. Now, you might do three of them that are $100,000 a piece. You might do six of them that are $50,000 a piece. But if you invest $300,000 in a month, that's going to pay you $53,500, folks. And that doesn't include the insurance and the recurring income. So freedom comes from having that money coming in every month. We call it mailbox money. You just go out to the mailbox and you get the check, all right? I got a friend that calls it do-nothing money. His name's Roy. He's a good friend of mine. So you got to have time and money. See, there's a lot of people who make a lot of money, but they have no time. They're on call 24 hours a day. Then there's people who don't make any money because they're unemployed. They have lots of time, but no money. That's no good either. So we help you have time and money. Do you have a plan for that? If not, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. We're going to give you a plan on how to do that. You got to build your own brokerage. That's the ultimate goal, folks. There are some people who, you know what? If I'm going to work, I want to make all the money I possibly can. So like I said, they hire a couple of other agents. Now they have an agency, a brokerage. It's all the same thing. So let's say over the next 12 to 18 months, maybe it takes you 24 months. Maybe it takes you 3 years. What are you doing the next 3 years anyway? But over the next year or two, 3 years, you train 10 people. And those 10 people help one person a week. Or maybe you've got five people and they just help two people a week. That's probably even more realistic. You just got five people and they're helping two people a week. Then that's going to pay you, your profit sharing on that is going to be almost $225,000 a year. That's just on the insurance. Then those same five people, they do two rollovers a month, like we talked about. That gives you another $258,000. So now you're looking at almost $500,000 a year of income, $483,000 to be exact. And folks, that doesn't include your personal income or residual income or repeat. That's just crazy. See, we do have the bragging rights. There are more people that work with us who make a six and a seven figure income than any other company out there. And the bottom line is, hey, almost everybody starts part-time, but we've got three choices for you, A, B, or C. A, start spare time. Keep that security of whatever you're doing for an income right now. But just start part-time, figure this thing out, get your license, get some education, learn how it works. Maybe you help a couple of friends, maybe you help some family, but the main thing is you learn for yourself. Folks, if you knew what I knew, you will never get taken advantage of again, and you will never be able to have somebody mess you over or teach you the wrong thing. Some people start part-time. They have a consistent goal. They want to make $1,000 a week. $500 a week. whatever you want, we can do that for you. We've got folks making thousands of dollars in their first month just on bonus money right now. And then there's guys like myself that were just really fed up. I was so tired of having to have somebody tell me what to do all the time. I wanted to be my own boss. And those folks start full-time from day one. They want a career change where they can make over $10,000 every single month, no matter what happens. And guys, our career is bulletproof. The crazy part is, in the last 9 months of this, the last 8 months of this year, our company sets records every month. Even though the world seems like it's going topsy-turvy, our company's kicking butt and taking names because everybody in it is plugging into this system. So how do you get started? What's the bottom line? You got to complete an application. You do have to submit a background check. So if you've got a felony, we really can't help you with that. But, you know, we're in finance. We do a very thorough local, state, federal background check on everybody. Okay. Your portion of that is $99. We pay the rest of it. Get your own financial plan done. See, I had the wrong kind of insurance when I got here and I didn't know any difference. Plug into the system. See, the beautiful thing about any franchise is they have a proven system. So you can't get a McDonald's and make Whoppers. You can't get a Burger King and make Big Macs. They have their own system. We have a 43-year, time-tested, proven system. More 6- and 7-figure income earners than any other company in history. It works if you work, and we're here to help you take the next step. What is the next step? Listen, if you're interested in getting started, either spare time, part-time or full-time, first of all, the person who invited you tonight, you owe them a big hug. They obviously cared about you enough to invite you to this. Get with them. Get with them tonight. Get with them tomorrow and figure out how to get going. Get your own financial plan done. Get started, folks. A long journey starts with the first step, okay? Got to get started. Maybe you're not interested. Maybe nothing I've said tonight appealed to you at all. Well, you still owe the person who invited you a hug because, again, obviously they cared about you. But if this is not the career for you, that's okay too. We understand that. But at least get that free financial, analysis done. Maybe just being a client. I had a lot of clients that were clients first, and then they decided to come work with us later. But get the education, get the plan done, and learn how all this stuff works, and your life will never be the same, folks. The beautiful thing about this career is you get to get paid a lot of money for making a massive positive difference in the lives of other people. Next to the ministry, I don't know anything that helps people like we do and makes as much of a difference as we do, and we get paid well for it. So I hope you've enjoyed tonight. And God bless everybody.